For more than four decades, life sentences in Pennsylvania have come one way, without parole. That will change for certain state inmates if state lawmakers pass a controversial bill rooted in second chances. Keystone Crossroads contributor Aaron Mozell reports the measure faces fierce opposition from families of murder victims.
The new bill would give more than 1,000 people convicted of murder something that doesn't come easy in Pennsylvania, a chance at freedom. To inmates and their families, that would be a gift, a godsend.
So it's Schilk, S-C-H-I-L-K, Bierman, B-I-E-R-M-A-N.
Joanne Schilk Bierman's brother Tom was convicted of second-degree murder in the mid-80s. During a night of drinking, he lured a tourist back to his West Philly apartment building with the false promise of a sexual encounter. His intent all along was to rob him. He stripped the man naked, bound him, then went downstairs. While Tom was gone, the man fell from a third-floor window and died from severe head trauma. Tom got a life sentence. Joanne was devastated. In the space of 7 years, she buried two siblings, and now it felt like she was losing a third.
It's like a great sense of loss and grief again all over.
Inside Joanne's small Bucks County apartment, you see walls and shelves filled with things that make her feel close to her brother. For years, he was the most consistent male figure in her life, even when he was in the throes of drug addiction. There are framed photographs, but also paintings and stencil work Tom created in prison.
Having something that he actually had his hands on is so important to me. You know, like just knowing like the card that he sent to me, he physically had this card in his hands. And now it's like kind of a sense that I'm getting to touch what he touched.
In the bill, Joanne sees an opportunity for families to have more than mementos, more than monitored phone calls, more than monthly prison visits.
Not saying that any crime's okay. I'm not saying that. I just feel that people deserve a second chance. I feel like we all deserve a second chance.
The bill applies to people convicted of first-degree murder, intentionally killing someone, as well as people locked up for second-degree murder, which in Pennsylvania can mean you participated in a crime that ended someone's life, whether you pulled the trigger or not. The getaway driver, for example. Inmates sentenced to life for first-degree murder would serve 35 years before qualifying for parole. Inmates serving for second-degree murder would have to wait 25 years. The bill's prime sponsor, State Senator Sharif Street, a Democrat from Philly, says no one will be paroled automatically.
For the people who deserve to remain in prison, my bill does nothing to say that they will be released. It simply gives the Board of Probation and Parole the ability to sort it out.
Tom Schilk thinks the bill would help right-size the state's criminal justice system.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Just getting roused.
I talked to Tom over the summer on a crackly phone line from state prison. He told me rehabilitation has diminishing returns, that more years behind bars don't necessarily equal more personal growth, and that he's felt ready to return to society for a long time.
I know, Aaron, I can never really rebalance the scales. The harm I've done is irreparable. I realize that. But I would like to try to do good. I would like to try to help people.
And so why not give inmates like him a chance to be paroled? Wilfredo Rojas, a former prison social worker, has a blunt answer. They don't deserve that. To him, it's enough that these inmates, particularly those convicted of first-degree murder, are alive and breathing, that their families can visit them.
Personally, I believe in forgiveness, but forgiveness has to come with some kind of consequence. There has to be some kind of punishment imposed.
Wilfredo's feelings are rooted in deep pain. His son Alejandro Rojas Garcia was murdered in 2015 after a night out with friends. A stranger he had an argument with shot up his SUV as he drove away. He was 34 years old, a father pursuing a marketing degree at Temple University. Alejandro's mom, Aleida Garcia, was at work when two detectives delivered the bad news.
They didn't tell me what happened. They just said that he had died. And I just fell to the floor screaming.
Aleida says it took a long time for the initial shock to fade. Months went by before she could muster anything more than a blank stare. Wilfredo was just as gutted. He says he understands Tom Schilk's argument, but he just can't get behind a bill that would potentially let people like his son's killer go free, even if they've been reformed after 35 years in prison.
Will they be corrected? Probably. But the issue again becomes you hurt somebody else. You uncorrected my life. My life is not correct. since that murder.
Street's bill faces a tough road. Previous efforts have failed to get out of committee. The state's Office of Victim Advocate is strongly against it. And Governor Tom Wolf hasn't taken a position. Aaron Mozell, Keystone Crossroads.